Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Cortez the Shay, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap and your smooth R&B for the ladies? So tune in for the best time of your life. With the most real talk topics, hardcore freestyle, you can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the best that you'll ever have, the finest on the internet. Why you smoking a phony dodo? She gon' tell it how it is, nigga, let go.
But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad to be here in the evening. I'm kind of excited. I don't have a clue why I'm excited about Valentine's Day, but I wore my red. And y'all, ladies, y'all know I done pumped it up. I wore the red suede. You know, you got the blue suede shoes. Well, I got my red suede. And we still, I don't want to lift my dress too much. I don't want to lift my dress too much. But, yeah, we popping the red pumps today. So I'm all in with the holiday season. I hope you're excited about it as well. Gentlemen, little boy, whatever you may call yourself, I hope you guys have gotten your flowers, candy, reservations for whether it be the telly or the restaurant. I hope you got yourself together, Miss Lady. He don't want that for Valentine's Day. Give him a real gift. Give him a real gift, ladies. But anyway, I have a lot on my mind. I have a lot going on. It's a lot going on with my people. First off, I want to say we need to support our people more. And I know we talk about this all the time. But as I watch, and y'all know I am a activist, I am someone that believes in supporting my community. But it seems like every time one of us stand up and try to be somebody, they knock us back down. Every time somebody try to be a doctor, a politician, a minister, they want to knock us back down. I know we some crab in the barrel ass individuals, but we got to be bigger than that. It's a new year, new thing. Try something different. Matter of fact, let me back up just a little bit. For those who don't know, it don't cost a dime to share this show. All you have to do is tune in to us at NUUBEATRadio.com. That's NewBeatRadio.com. Or you can call us at our radio station here local at 317-606-2777. That's 317-606-2777. As well as you can check us out on our national number. If you're not here in Indianapolis, you can call us at 760-542-4327. That's 760-542-4327. Next. With me saying support our people, I'm glad I got that out the way. Now let's talk about the bullshit of the day. Cardi, Anita, yeah, everybody loves some Cardi, you know. But apparently, there are some that don't. I don't know what they needed. I don't know who she done pissed off or why. But strippers need love, too. Don't get mad at the hoe off the pole. Cardi, I ain't got nothing left for you, baby. I don't mean to call you a hoe. I'm so sorry. That ain't me. But, and clap, clap for Cardi at the Grammys doing her thing. Shout out to everybody that got on there. And we finally got represented in the Grammys. So shout out to everybody who did participate and shout out to those who didn't, just like the Super Bowl. Shout out for all those that boycotted the halftime show so that Kaepernick can really be represented by his own. Ain't nothing like representing for your people. Loyalty amongst us is needed bad in our community. Now, I seen some things on my news that bothered me. Folks, I seen some real sick shit. They had on there people, they were talking about the minister. You know, ministers already get a bad name. Yeah, well, your name is Reverend Popoff. It just don't, I don't know if I can contribute to your offering plate. I'm sorry that if that is your legal God-given name, I'm sorry. But Popoff, it sounds like you got things popping off, and I don't know if I can donate. And it's another one got that funny name. I can't recollect his name. But he, Madoff. That's just like Madoff. If you got a dude named Madoff, he's probably going to make off with your money. But these ministers, there was like 300-400 of them that got convicted or pointed out for a sexual deviant act in the church. Why do y'all go to church to act a damn fool? Why is it that you choose the Lord's house to act a fool? Is there any reason? You know, I understand that a lot of y'all don't believe in Jesus, and you may not even believe in God, but there has to be a respect. A person, no matter where you go, whether it be your mama's house, whether it be the house of God, I know, you got to respect certain things. And we seem to have lost our respect factor when it comes to even each other. Now, you remember when you were growing up and you couldn't wait? Now, I was a bad little kid. I ain't going front. I was shit. I'm just going to say that. I was an ancient-ass kid, a little bit, kind of sort of. I was good, but I had a little bad stuck up underneath there. All tussed off on between my loins and things. And I couldn't wait till I could get old enough so I could. Y'all remember the first cuss word you said? Where was you at when you said that? Was you snuck off in the. Me, I was over my grandma's house on the back porch. And I didn't know how to cuss. I had like 16 words all put together because my daddy used to cuss his ass off. So I done made up this, like, stupefied sentence. You ass fuck, dog, dick, sick shit, hell, damn it, fuck you. Oh, bitch. And at the end, it was bitch. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, I got caught and got beat the bejesus out of me. But the point was, I shouldn't have been cussing in the back. And I know that seemed like, what the hell? But the point I'm trying to make, there's a time and a place for everything. And at my grandparents' house was not the time for me to stretch out and start practicing my motherfucking cussing skill. Then I should have went with my little girls, my buddies, or whatever, and tried that off. It was a whole bunch of abandoned houses. And streets and creeks and stuff that I could have practiced on, but I chose to do it where all the grown folks be. Hence, I ended up getting beat by them same grown folk I try to be grown in front of. I learned my lesson. I learned respect that day. More respect that day. But it seemed like in 2019, respect is gone. You know, we used to go around and talk about them old people get on my nerves. They always talking crazy to me and want me to be all up in they, want me to respect them and yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and she steady cussing me out. No more of that. I done seen so many young folks get up and want to go and want to snap off. I'm 18 now. I'm grown. I can do what the fuck I want to do. I'm grown. Respect me. Respect me. I'll wait until they need something from your age. I'll wait until something gets fucked up in their life. Then it's, help me, don't pay attention to what I had said earlier. Pay attention to what I'm on now. And speaking of, my young people, what are you on now? A whole bunch of shenanigans to me. A whole lot of spiel, shenanigans, schlock. I said all that stuff because I didn't want to use the cuss words that I really want to say. But I'm going to say this. And I'm going to let this go. Ladies, we got to take care of ourselves a little more. The laws of the land is changing. They got to shut them abortion clinics down, ladies. Y'all better invest in Plan B, bitch. Because the abortion clinic is having trouble. Down in Louisiana, they down to one damn doctor that can fix you. And if, to all my tax check people that give these tax checks, watch your numbers. I've seen on the government. And I know I'm being random people. But I'm only giving 1 hour today due to technical issues. I don't even know I'm going to make the whole damn hour, people. But I just wanted some things I want to get off my chest so that I can bloom for Valentine's Day. I want to be free of Valentine's Day. But, see, I done forgot what I was saying at that point, so I'm going to let that one go, and I'm going to get back to this Valentine holiday. Matter of fact, tax check. Let's get back to that real quick. Tax check, people. The best thing you do with the tax check, let me give you some advice. Ladies, I know y'all not going to listen to me. Y'all going to go buy the most expensive hair bundles. And by the way, if you're going to go buy you some bundles, you might as well go get you some bundles from my girl Coco, the hairstylist. She got them bundles for you at a real good price. She will not only put it, she will not only sell them to you, but she will go on and, you know, put them in for you. You need to get the wig done, she customizes it for you, free installs on purchases of the wig. No, this ain't no wig, ladies. These are clips. These are clips. Better than a wig, works better for your hair. But anyway, don't go out tricking all your money off. Don't go out and give that man all your money. This year, invest. Take time. You should invest in one of two people, yourself or your seed. Whether you start a business, take and find who you are, what you want to be, what makes you happy, what motivates you. And if sex motivates you, yes, I'm talking to you too, freak. We got a job for you too. Go sell sex toys. Go sell the little juices and berries. All that stuff. It don't stop and it won't stop. There's something for everybody. So instead of buying you a raggedy ass hoo rag that ain't going to be running by the summer, instead of buying you a whole bunch of pink, knowing your teeth is still yellow, try investing in something that matters. Your children or yourself. Gentlemen, treat these ladies like ladies. Treat these ladies like ladies. They women. They deserve to be treated good. Tomorrow is the holiday. I don't know how many of y'all have done anything for the holiday or plan on doing anything for the holiday. But me and my holiday, I'm just happy to be here. What am I going to do? Probably, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not even going to perpetrate the fraud. Such a vivid vocabulary. And thanks to all that are tuning in, by the way. Thank you to all that are tuning in. Caring is sharing. It don't take but a second to share the video. So if you could share the video to all those listening on Blog Talk, please don't forget to let them know that you can call the LLBP Radio Show at 760-542-4327. That's 760-542-4327. What else is going on? Tax checks is going on. The weather. Is anybody paying attention to how it's been 60 one day and minus 60 the next day? All I want to say is just fucking my hair up. So if anybody can tell me what to do about the shit, please send me in my inbox and let me know. Because this weed don't grow. So I got to take care of it. You already know. Come on and holler at me on the LLBP Radio Show. Thanks, everybody, once again, on the NUUBEAT Radio for tuning in. If you'd like to check us out, we do have other shows. We have shows 7 days a week. If you're religious, we got something for you, too. New Faith Radio. And if you're in the jazz, and that smooth groove. Get you some new groove. New you. New you. But anyway. Anyhow. Ladies, it's getting close to that time. It's the end of February, the first of spring. Spring fever coming. Ain't y'all glad to get out that cabin fever? Because I know I am personally. I'm glad to get up out the house and break out them clothes. But I'm gonna tell y'all something about this wardrobe of 2019. You got some. I'm gonna need y'all to leave shit in 2018. All the ladies, now all you super thicks, I'm not jealous. Let me say this before we get. I make this statement. I'm not jealous of your thick thighs, ma'am. Wear them if you got it. Wear it. But that don't mean you wear out the inside lining of your leggings. If you don't have any more material or the color is gone in between your legs, throw them away. They're no good. Look, you get a flat bill. You don't even get a real bill. You get a flat one. Throw them things away. If your eyelashes got all kind of makeup embedded in them and crust from the last three nights, or you got them in singles and only got five lashes on there, throw them away. If your weed don't move even in the wind advisory storm, or your wig or your weed, throw them away. If your Uggs on the side or any other shoe is touching the ground as much as the bottom is, throw them away. Ma'am, if your bra strap started out white and now it's some kind of gray or indistinguishable color, throw them away. Man. Oh, don't think you get to get the hell away. You do not get to get away. This is 2019. Stuff that needs to be thrown away or left in 2018. Saggy jeggings? How the fuck do you sag jeggings, gentlemen? Throw them away. If your underwear look like a Snickers bar, y'all know what I mean. Some of y'all at 30 and 40 still don't know how to wipe. Them underwear, throw them away. Ew. If your socks, gentlemen, can stand up even when you take them off, throw them shits away. If you done already wore that kind, you know who I'm talking to with your nasty ass. If you already wore that condom, do not rinse it out and reuse it, trifling. Throw it away. I'm just saying, some things got to go. Some things have got to go. I feel... it's awful quiet over there. Samir, you're awful quiet over there on your phone. Don't be looking up all surprised like a deer in the headlights. Do you have something to add to my throw it away list? I was told by someone in the audience, or in the studio, excuse me, some of you garbage men and women, throw you away. Throw you away. Some of y'all already was in somebody else's trash and got picked up because she thought you was cute. Your dreadlocks was hanging. She liked the way your shoes was lit. You had a cute pair of J's on that day. And so she went digging through the trash, kind of like some hoarder shit. Don't be a hoarder. If you're a grown woman, put your toys away. Put your dolls away. Boys, if you're done playing with your trucks and step your game up, put your toys away. It's time to put your big drawers on. You don't agree with my big draw statement. Seriously. Sometimes you have to grow up even if you don't want to. All those who hunt and what? Oh, if your coach stinks, throw it away. Lady, if your bonnet or your scarf still stinking, if you don't know what color it's supposed to be, throw it away. Lady, this is TMI, but I'm going to put this out here. I am, because it got on the list at home, but it must be on the list here. Ladies, if the crotch of your underwear is not the same color as the way the color you purchased it, throw it away. Okay. I'm just saying, they didn't ask for your color. What else need to be thrown away, Mir?
I don't know.
Your niece and nephew. I ain't see it. It wasn't, hey. It wasn't me. Hey. Hey. It wasn't me.
We saw them, they're basically right now. We're going to call them on live.
Say, well, we are just having, I'm just having a happy night tonight. Today, we did not get into what we usually get into. I had a topic that I wanted to discuss, but today I'm feeling real cheesy about myself. So I don't know why, but I'm happy, and I hope you're happy too. If you don't get anything out of tonight, out of all the rambling that I've done, the thing I want you to do is to remember to be happy. Seriously, be happy. Happiness comes from within. Don't go out and try to find you a partner so they can make you happy. Happiness comes from the heart. So before you go waste all your time, money, energy, and effort to try to make somebody else happy, make sure you're happy. And misery loves company. Yes. Around the holiday, when it's Valentine's Day, people don't want to see. They ain't happy.
I got another throwaway. It's tax time. I got a couple tax time throwaways. We throw away all makes and models of new cars. Those are and will forever be known as the baby model car.
Grand Prix.
Impala. Tahoe. Suburban. They all got to go. They're the baby mama car forever. Dudes don't even drive no more. The girls got up and took over. Baby mama car is a hero. Get y'all great.
And baby, let me upgrade you. What else?
The story of financing. No more financing, no more financing in 2019. You sit around as much as you hustle her at her point, to hustle her work, that's your coin.
If you spend more time on working yourself, you wouldn't have time to work hard, and you probably have twice as much money. But some of y'all just garbage anyway, so.
We're going away all the excuses. All excuses.
I'm dang near want to throw away reasons, more or less excuses.
The reasons ain't nothing more than just a fancy word calling me.
It's just a, yeah, okay, I hear you. Mm-hmm. Right. That way.
Can we go away with no deodorant things before
the natural odor. Now, I see all the natural hair
if we
and all the other stuff.
But we don't go team baking soda and stuff or something. Team apple soda and something. Flour, sugar.
Well, if you're going to say the team deodorant, so go ahead and dip in on the team toothpaste.
Yeah. We're throwing away all black and basic teeth. Matter of fact, let's throw away the idea of whoever can.
Bad hygiene. Let's throw away bad hygiene.
We're spending more gold. We're spending more money on our gold for our teeth than we spend on getting our teeth clean. We spend more on clean rags and clothes in our mouth than we spend on toothpaste.
Baby. But some people, I don't understand how you can go out the house and your breath smell like your ass.
A thousand of them.
And then they always want to be all in your face, come out, heck of a hot tub, huh, Helen? Hey.
Right.
All the side of your hair done melted off. Your skin is gone. Makeup done drip, drip. Then I don't need my shit to drip from your breath. Too hot, okay? Now, I don't need nobody heat all off between. So keep your heat to yourself, okay? Funk, gotta go. I want to speak real quick. And then I'm going to wrap it up, people. I just want to say, once again, fuck Trump. I hope you got that. Yeah, I didn't get my nails done this week. But fuck Trump. about 21 Savage. I would say free my nigga 21 Savage, but he out on bond right now. Go Savage. Go Savage. Go Savage. I think what they did, I'm going to speak, this is my personal opinion. What they did to that gentleman was fucked up. But I'm glad, and no shade, bro. I'm glad that he went through that experience so they could bring the light to other people and see what really goes on. Now, I don't know how I feel necessarily. Now, I don't want no goddamn medieval wall. And I don't necessarily know how I feel about the immigration situation. But I know some shit just don't make no sense. And it just shouldn't be. And that was one of them. So, and most of the people in the continental United States are immigrants. You came from an immigrant family. If you're not a Native American, you're an immigrant. This here, that shit. And we came over here. And so they like, that they shit. So we all are immigrants. So if you have self-hate, you probably need to check your shit in.
Really?
But immigration, we all immigrants. So learn to love diversity. Learn to love each other. Learn to respect each other's difference, whether it be in sex, race, ethnicity, color, creed, religion, sexuality, it doesn't matter, whatever it may be. Learn to understand, accept, and respect other people. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, whew, I know I should have opened up something or said something, but it is a late day, and it is the day before the holiday. So I'm going to wrap this thing up. I hope you guys have a wonderful Valentine's Day. And all y'all who don't get paid until Friday, I hope you get to go and buy your girl some, even though she don't get nothing on Valentine's Day. You know the ones that I get you on the next day or the day after. Y'all know how it be. I hope you do actually get to have your thing. Okay? But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to wrap this night up. I don't know who this is that's calling me on my line. But we're going to go on and I'm going to give my shout out to Mir. Would you like to say anything? Hello, Samir. Okay. That was a God bless you, good night. I like to give a shout out first and foremost to the Lord above who makes all things possible in my life and moves all blessings flow. To my mom and my dad, happy Valentine's Day. I hope y'all kiss me. Daddy don't be all nasty and stuff. Just love her real nice. Just be nice. Just be nice. Y'all got 12 kids down here. Don't make none in heaven. Amen. To DJ Mo Height, thank you for the usage of Newbie Radio. Again, check out all the other shows. We do have a show 7 days a week. That's 24/7. We are on air and our own personality 7 days a week. To Samir Merlot, you already know. Much love, respect, and appreciation for your effort. And to each one of you who tuned in, whether you was on Blog Talk, Newbie, or Facebook, we appreciate you tonight. Sorry we tuned in uber mega late. But we'll be back next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. 8-ish. You know how we do it. CP time, all the same. But stay up, stay blessed, stay fresh, stay praised. stay slain. God bless you. Good night, everybody.